ABC News.
Ted O'Connor with the top stories. There is concern American efforts to reshape Venezuela will lead to chaos in the already unstable, oil-rich South American country. Top officials in the Venezuelan regime are still in charge despite US President Donald Trump saying America will now run the country, and even that notion is being watered down by Secretary of State. Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez has taken over as interim leader, and Donald Trump's threatening her to do his bidding. What is clear is that Donald Trump wants American companies to tap into Venezuela's vast oil reserves, prompting outrage from his political opponents. United States forces captured Venezuela's autocratic president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife at the weekend, and they're now awaiting a court appearance in New York, accused of trafficking drugs into the US. America's actions in Venezuela have also stoked fears that US President Donald Trump will live up to his words and take over the autonomous Danish territory of Greenland, given it's rich with resources. European Union countries are urging US and Venezuelan leaders to avoid escalation and ensure a peaceful solution to the crisis. They've issued a joint statement saying that respecting the will of the Venezuelan people is the only way to restore the country's democracy. And in other news, weather forecasters are warning the toughest heatwave since 2019 will hit southeast Australia from the middle of the week. Temperatures are expected to soar into the 40s in multiple states. ABC News.